Hi, this is Thomas Fogelman. You're listening to Mac Edition Radio.
This is Harris Fogel at SIGGRAPH Boston 2006, and I'm sitting with John C. Finnegan, the conference chair of SIGGRAPH 2006. And now, the conference chair title basically means that you're in charge of everything, right?
Absolutely. Literally and figuratively, the buck stops with me. All decisions from everything from color, identity, brand, sessions, everything ultimately stops with the chair. I like to empower the people who are working with me to make a lot of those decisions themselves. So it made it pretty easy since I had a really good team.
This is the first time it's been in Boston in quite a while, right?
Right, since 1989, so 17 years, and prior to that, 1982.
And the biggest change that I can see is that in 1989, the little lobsters you handed out were blue, and this year they're red, so they've been cooked, I guess.
That's true. That's true. We're handing out cooked lobsters. That and we've switched from the Heinz, which we outgrew very quickly, into the new Boston Convention and Exhibition Center in South Boston.
Let's talk a little bit about what SIGGRAPH is today.
SIGGRAPH is, I mean, it still is, has been, always will be, I think, the greatest technology, computer graphics technology and interactive techniques and technology show, I think, in the world. So, and that's what it is. Each year it takes on a little bit different flavor as the vision of the committee sort of dictates. And this year we shifted more from the CG research side, just a little, because certainly we have the strongest CG research papers program, to the interactive side and the interactive technology side. And since I come from the art side, a little bit more art than you see normally at SIGGRAPH.
Now, that's an interesting change, because over the years, SIGGRAPH to me was about that intersection of art and technology with some commerce thrown in. But there was a huge art underpinning. And over the last, I don't know, for myself at least 10 years, it seems to have shifted much more toward animation and 3D. And the art doesn't seem to have its primary role as it once had.
I say that perception is probably true, and it certainly was true in my mind. So to bring the sort of the intersection back, I mean, we really stepped up the art and had even a special retrospective of the Charles Surrey lifetime work. And actually, our art gallery is called Intersections. So we're really trying to get back to that sort of base route where there's a great balance between art and science with technology in the middle. And I think we've achieved it this year.
One of the things I found most interesting is last year's SIGGRAPH, the emerging technologies area was distinctly separate from the art gallery. And this year, the art gallery flows directly into the emerging technologies. And in many cases, I was pretty hard-pressed to tell the difference.
Right. And that was definitely on purpose. The cross-collaboration between my program chair is in computer animation, art, emerging technologies, and even extending out to the Gorilla Studio was absolutely on purpose. They decided very early to try to collaborate, keep separate identities, but have some what they call fusion sections, and they absolutely achieved that. Originally, if we'd had the space, the Gorilla Studio would have been included with art and emerging technologies. So you would go from emerging technologies fused with art and then art as a product fused with art as a studio. Unfortunately, we couldn't do that because of the space, but we did still keep the spirit of that in the Gorilla Studio Art Gallery and the emerging technologies.
During the keynote, prior to that, of course, SIGGRAPH always awards some honors, and one of the awards went to Takeo, who mentioned that he was very interested in interactivity and felt that interactivity had been kind of downplayed at SIGGRAPH, and that was somewhat controversial. And I thought I would ask you to talk a little bit about those issues.
Sure. The actual title of this conference is the Premier Conference on Computer Graphics and Interactive Techniques. But with the explosion of computer graphics in the visual effects field, primarily, and in the mainstream Hollywood films, people sort of generalized SIGGRAPH as being about that. And when we moved off the West Coast and away from that, the core of that industry, we opted to really focus on the interactive techniques. I jokingly wanted to reverse the title of the conference and make it the Premier Conference on Interactive Techniques and Computer Graphics, but our brand is our brand. But we really did try to do that in terms of the emphasis of the content of the sessions and the collaborations and the applied science and art that you see at SIGGRAPH 2006. So the fact that the Young Researcher Award given by ACM SIGGRAPH goes to a human-computer interface research scientist actually was wholly appropriate for it to happen at Boston. I thought it was really a wonderful tie-in, and I had nothing to do with it. So it was really serendipitous, which, you know, is sort of an energy in the universe that I believe in.
It's fun for you to be in Boston because you're from Boston, right?
Oh, absolutely. I was thrilled when I was chosen as conference chair to find out that Boston was one of the cities that was bidding for to host SIGGRAPH 2006, and certainly probably biased or swayed my my choice of city. And then because it really is like coming back home. And the city of Boston is an extremely warm and giving city, and the city, the mayor's office, the Convention Center Authority, the Mass Transit Authority, the Highway Authority, Logan Airport, all of them have just really gone above and beyond in order to make the attendee experience and the tourist experience here in Boston a wonderful thing for our attendees and for their families.
And the lobster theme is appropriate considering we're in the middle of a heat wave, so we all feel a little bit like lobsters.
True. I've seen a lot of sunburned attendees. You know, they've either gone to the beaches in and around Boston or just out walking, you know, in the city streets. The sun's been pretty hot, but the air conditioning inside is cool. The food is good. Certainly the brewing companies in the city of Boston are keeping us refreshed.
And next year, in 2008, where's SIGGRAPH going to be?
It will be next year in San Diego.
So that's a return because it's been in San Diego just a couple of years ago, right?
Right. In 2003, which was actually the first conference I worked on as a member of the conference committee, and we signed a two-year deal, 2003, 2007, so we're headed back.
Now, do we have any sense of what that conference's theme will be?
Yes and no. Joe Marks, of who ironically is a citizen of the city of Boston, he lives here in the Boston area, works for Mitsubishi Electronics Research Laboratory, was chosen as chair. He's a researcher. I'm a teacher artist. So it will take on the flavor of the chair and then the committee that he's chosen. And he's chosen an incredible committee to bring the 2007 conference to fruition.
Well, everyone I've talked to thought this conference was just wonderfully executed and beautifully prepared. And so far, as a visitor, I've really enjoyed it. I want to thank John C. Finnegan, the conference chair, for spending time with us today. And John, where can people find out more information about SIGGRAPH and SIGGRAPH membership and the different ways they can interact with this community?
The internet, www.siggraph.org, will give you information about our organization, our parent organization. And then off of the siggraph.org site, you'll find the conference sites, 2005, 2006, 2007. It's really where the portal for all SIGGRAPH-related activities are happening. So I would go there.
Now, you know, there's only one problem I have with SIGGRAPH, and that is that there's just too much stuff to do. For every single thing I attend, there's 10 other sessions or films or conferences or art performances that I'm missing, and it just drives me nuts. I kind of wish it was a holodeck and I could revisit this in different time zones at once.
Of all the professional and academic conferences that I've been involved with in any way, SIGGRAPH is probably the most well-documented conference. So the proceedings from the conference, you can read the papers, you can get the DVDs and the CDs, and you can see the PowerPoints and all of those things. So you actually can revisit them. I do, especially as a teacher, go back and look at old conferences when I think, oh, there was a session at SIGGRAPH in 2004 that I probably could use as an example here. And so I dig the materials out. I mean, they're on my bookshelf in my office. But so I do go back and revisit, and you can't help but have a sort of a sense memory about the event when you relive it through the materials.
Now that this conference is behind you, which is a bittersweet feeling, you're going back to your full-time job as an associate professor at Purdue University at the College of Technology of New Albany. Once again, I want to thank John Finnegan for spending time with us today.
Great. Thanks. I really enjoyed it.
For Mac Edition Radio, this is Harris Fuller. You've been listening to Mac Edition Radio. The contents are copyright 2006 and cannot be reproduced without written consent.